Blog Talk Radio.
I decided to take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. All God's children just stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
What?
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Stand, not believing, at least some of my friends, and I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes, all of God's children to stand, stand, everybody saying that
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Of David and Diane, ministry and friends. Good to be here on a Wednesday evening, sharing and spreading the word and love of God. Today we're going to talk about relationships. It's going to be a two-part series this week and next week. And we're going to talk about relationships and how important a relationship is, how important it is to have a good relationship, and how to translate it into the Bible and the word of God and how our relationship is with God. It's a new year. You know, we all have new goals, new aspirations. And one of my goals is to have better relationships with people, with my wife, with my loved ones, with my family, a better relationship with God, how to improve on that and make that better. First off, I want to give a special thanks to Pastor David Ambrose Shaw and Lady Diane Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, for making this show happen. We're going to start with some prayer and jump right into the Word of God. Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to come together once again on this Wednesday afternoon. I give you thanks for protection. I give you thanks for protecting me and my family through this pandemic, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you allow me to deliver this message today, Lord God, with all of the hope and understanding that everyone would leave with this message, with a better understanding of a better relationship with you, Lord God, with their family, their loved ones, Lord God. And I give you praise, Lord, for watching over my household, my finances, Lord God. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to be who you are, Lord God. And we give you thanks for who you are, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I'm going to jump right into the Word. I've got a lot to cover today. So relationships. First off, I want to say how important it is to me personally to have a good relationship with God, with my spouse, and with my family and loved ones. I was really reflecting today a lot on my past and a lot about the people I've lost last year, the people I stopped talking to last year, the people I kicked to the curb last year. I started really reflecting on my past and my relationships, and I've noticed, I stopped talking to a lot of people over an emotion. I kicked a lot of people to the curb over, pointless reasons. I really have to reflect on my relationship with God. So that's why I started off to talk about relationships. Relationships are important. We're created for relationships with God and each other. To be honest, though, none of us really have relationships figured out. I think that's why relationships are always a good topic to revisit and always a good topic to talk about and to preach about. You could ask anyone in your family or in your circle, and I'm sure they'll tell you there's some sort of relationship they could use some help in. Whether it's with their spouse, a child, a parent, a friend, a coworker, we all could use more help, advice, and understanding from the Bible and from God's Word on how to improve our relationships. The great thing is the Bible is a book about relationships. Our relationships with God, it's a root, it's a starting place. But there are more than just relationships with God. There are relationships about general relationships, relationships with your family, relationships with your spouse, relationships with your partner. When you're feeling stuck, I want to dive more into having a relationship with God and your partner. And then next week, I'm going to talk about more about having more relationships with friends, family, and so on and so forth. The thing that I really thought to myself about preaching about relationships is we can never assume people have a healthy relationship. You can never just look at a person or scan a person and automatically assume that person has a healthy relationship. And I really had to ask myself, is my relationship healthy? Is my relationship where I want it to be? And last year, well, I should say, this year, reflecting on last year, is two things I knew I needed to improve on was my walk and my relationship with God and I can always have improvement in my marriage. Always begin by connecting with your spouse or your walk with God through your challenges. In order to have tight relationship or a more improved relationship, in order for your relationship to be better, you have to figure out what is challenging that relationship. Because strengths don't need to be worked on. They're already strengths. Strengths can become stronger and your strengths can always improve and be even better, but we got to dissect our challenges. So I want to go to the Bible. This is Bible study. We do everything according to the Bible. And I want to turn to the book of, give me 1 second here. I got so much notes. We're going to turn to the book of 1 Peter. So it's 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8, and it reads, "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins." I'm not sure if you ever heard that saying, love above all. We have to love each other honestly and earnestly, even when hate gets in the way. You gotta love. You gotta love, because hate is the devil. The devil wants you to hate. The devil wants you to be angry, because he knows we're going to do things that we're going to regret and sin when we're mad and when we're angry. Forgiveness is key. And then your love will shine brightest in the darkest moments in your relationship. It's hard to forgive. It's hard. Hard to forgive. But if you can't forgive, your relationship won't shine. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 18, it reads, "Then the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Most of us are meant to live our lives with a partner by our side. I have a lot of friends that are single, are not married, may have some kids or whatnot, and I have a lot of friends that are married. And the friends that aren't married say, "How do you do it, man? How do you stick with that one girl by your side your whole life?" And I say, "Well, that's what God made me to be. That's who God created me to be." God made Adam and Eve as an example for humankind to follow. And if we follow in their footsteps, we'll have a happy life with someone to share it with. In order to improve on your relationship, going back to what I said earlier, we got to dig out our challenges, right? So in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 24 reads, "A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." And I know I'm kind of digging into next week's lesson about friendship, but the reason why I wanted to talk about this verse today was because people will constantly try to ruin your relationships. People will try to come and ruin that. The devil will try to come and devour you and ruin that relationship. And my wife is one person that I know won't ruin. Better to have, you ever heard that saying, a smaller circle is better than a bigger circle? You know, it's better to have a few
close people than a lot of flaky people. And you know, this year I really got to clean house. This year I really got to see who are my true people, who are the people that love me, right? But we also got to learn to forgive. So we also got to do some digging within our heart and within our mind and see who we need to forgive. Because you won't move forward in life until you forgive. I've stopped talking to people for many reasons, many, many, many reasons, useless reasons, pointless reasons, and I have to come to an understanding with myself and with God that I need to forgive them. We have to nourish our relationships. You got to take care of your relationship. A relationship is something that needs tendering, that needs loving, that needs a TLC. It's like grass. It's got to be watered. It's got to be taken care of. It has to be paid attention to. God connects you to those who matter most. Your spouse, your partner, is somebody that God has connected you with because he feels that that person matters to you the most. And I want everybody to understand that every relationship has a purpose and a meaning to it. Every relationship has a purpose and a meaning to it. The Bible tells us, commands us, I should say, that we must love one another. And it says it in the book of John. In the book of John, chapter 13, verse 34, it reads, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." We must always remember to love each other just as much as God loved us, which is unconditionally. I want to stress on that word, unconditionally. God loved us and still loves us unconditionally, regardless of our past, regardless of what we do on a day-to-day basis. God has unconditional love for you. So we must have unconditional love for one another just the way that God has for us. You see, we got to mimic God or mock God as we are his ambassadors and we are to do the duty that he set up for us to do. And if we're not living the life that he wants us to live, what are we doing? And I really wanted to talk about relationships because I feel that my relationships with my friends, my wife, and my relationship with God can always use improvement and needs improvement. And I'm sure you can talk to yourself and ask yourself right now, how is my relationship with God? How is my relationship with my spouse? And how is my relationship with my loved one? Does it need improvement? And I'm sure all of you can agree and answer, yes, it does. Or, yes, it can need improvement. We can never assume by looking at somebody that their relationship is where they want it to be. So, to have a better understanding about how to, quote unquote, have better relationships, I want everyone to write down or mentally write down. We're going to talk about four things. We're going to talk about two today, two next week, of how to improve and have a better relationship. One, challenging. I need everyone to ask themselves what are their challenges in their relationship, whether it's with God, your spouse, your family or friends, what are your challenges? What is challenging you to improve that relationship? What is challenging you to have a tighter walk with God? What is challenging you to have a better relationship with God? What is challenging your marriage? What is challenging your friendship? What's getting in the way? Secondly, I want you to have a plan for those challenges. I want you to be able to know what to do about those challenges. Now, for me, I'm going to share with you. For me, My challenges for my starting off with my relationship with God. I love to share this with you. I love to share it to my listeners so you guys know where I stand and what I'm doing, and maybe my help can help you. My challenges for my marriage right now is a conflicting schedule. My wife works days, I work evenings. We don't get a lot of time together. And the time we do get together, I'm worried about something else while she's worried about something else. And we got to put our distractions to the side. So my distractions and my time, how am I going to dedicate better time? That's a challenge. How am I going to dedicate better time to my spouse? How am I going to maybe switch up my schedule with my spouse? How am I going to do that? Right? So that's one challenge. I'm not going to list all my challenges. I'm giving you an example so you can get, I can get you guys going. A challenge relationship that I have with God is I need to pray a little more. The way to communicate through God and to God is by prayer. And sometimes I let the prayer slip by. I used to have a ritual with my wife. We used to pray before every meal, and that's starting to slip up. Maybe we're too hungry. Maybe we need to, you know, we got to eat quick. Maybe we're in a rush and we got to eat. But you always got to find time and room for that prayer. Blessing the hands that made the food. Blessing the food that's going down. Blessing God for allowing me to eat. Bless God, giving God thanks for putting food on my table. You see, everything that we do on a day-to-day life is things that can affect us in the long run, but make our lives and our relationships a lot better. And it could be small things like prayer. A small thing like a schedule change. A small thing like going out a little bit more. You know, I don't know what your circumstances are in your relationship or what you need to improve, but my goal and my plan is to help you through it and help you with it by sticking to the Word of God, by reading the Bible, and by relaying your problems to the Bible. And I kind of want everybody to know that the Bible is a book all about relationships. You know, we're doing a reading right now in our church from Genesis to Revelation, and it's all about relationships. We're in the book of Genesis right now, and it's all about relationships, starting from Genesis, you know, 1:1. In the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 2, it reads, "Set your minds on things that are above, things that are on earth." We need to stop focusing on the things that are next to us and start focusing on things that are above us, the goals that we want to reach. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 19, it reads, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you?" Our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. We mock the Holy Spirit. Verse 20 reads, "You are not your own, for you were brought with a price." We were brought here for a purpose. So glorify God in your body. Glorify Him. Use Him to help you with your relationship. He has a purpose for us. We have a purpose. I really want everyone to do their homework tonight and reflect on their relationships. I want you to reflect on just two relationships for the week. Your relationship with your spouse or partner, if you have one. If not, your relationship with God. Because I know everyone needs some improvement in one of those two categories, if not both. But that's okay. That's what we're here for. We're helped to this year. And I was talking to my wife last night. This year, for me, for her, for us, for my family, it's going to be all about changing and improving. It's not about 2020. 2020 is gone. I don't even remember 2020. I'm delusional about it. This year, I'm going to make changes and improvement. And I want to continue that trend each year to be where I want us to be and think, as the book of Colossians says, things above. I want to think about the things above, not the things next to me, not the things behind me or on the side of me or even in front of me. I want to think on things above me. I want to go above and beyond. I want to start making changes. I want to start making improvements. So next week, we're going to talk about relationships within your immediate family, brother, mom, dad, sister, and friendship, and how those are just as much important as it is to have a close relationship and a tight relationship with those people, just as much as it is to have an important relationship with our spouse, our partner, and with God. I'm going to close up in prayer, and then we're going to open up the mic. We got about 5 minutes left. Lord God, I just want to give you thanks today on this evening, Lord God, for allowing me to talk about relationships and give a better hope and understanding to people about how we can improve our relationship with you, Lord God, and our relationship with our spouse and our family, Lord God. And I just want to ask for continued protection, Lord God, through this pandemic, Lord God. And I just want to ask that everyone that was listening tonight, Lord, or will listen later on in the archives, Lord, that you stick with them, Lord God, and you're with them through this. And the relationships will get better, Lord God. And we give you praise for allowing us to work on our relationships with you, Lord God. We give you honor for doing what you do with us, through us, next to us, side by side by us, Lord God. We just give you thanks for that, Lord God. Lord God, we give you thanks for what we have. Lord God, we give you thanks for the food we eat, the house we have, the clothes we have on our back, the small things in life, Lord God. It ain't about the big things. It ain't about what we don't have, Lord God. It's what we do have and what you've provided for us. Lord God, we give you thanks for who you created us to be, Lord God. Lord God, we give you thanks for the partner you partnered us up with, Lord God. Lord God, we give you thanks for the person you created us to be, Lord God. We give you thanks for allowing us to be the people we are. We give you thanks for repentance of our sins, Lord God. We give you thanks for doing what you do and who you are and being the leader and the healer that you are, Lord God. I give you thanks for cleansing me, Lord God, allowing a second chance at life with me, Lord God. Lord God, I give you praise for creating me the person who I am to be, Lord God. I give you thanks for all the bad that I've done, but giving you the praise for correcting it, Lord God, and bringing me hope, Lord God, and giving me a second chance at a life, Lord God, because it just wasn't my time, Lord God. It wasn't my time to go, Lord God, and you saved me and you healed me, and we give you thanks for that, Lord God. We know you are the healer of healers, Lord God. We know you are the protector of protectors, Lord God. And we know that there's hope with you, Lord God. We have faith in you, Lord God. We give you thanks for that, Lord God. We ask for continued protection through this pandemic. We ask for strength, Lord God. We ask for hope. We ask for a new beginning this year, Lord God. We ask for tighter relationships, tighter bonds, improvements and changes in this year, Lord God. We ask for healing over the sick, over the elderly and the disabled, Lord God. And we ask for continued protection and healing over them, Lord God. We give you praise on this Wednesday afternoon, Lord God. And we give you praise every day. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to open up our mics for anyone that have any comments, questions, or concerns. Follow us for our daily reading through the Bible, to help you understand the Bible a little bit better and the relationships. And we go passage by passage, chapter by chapter, every day at 4 o'clock Pacific time and 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. We have our next Sunday will be our next blog talk session with Pastor David Shaw at 11 a.m. Pacific and 1 o'clock Central and 2 o'clock Eastern. So follow our church. Stay in the loop with us. We have a lot of great things planned. We have a lot of great things that we're going to improve on. We have a lot of things we're going to change and add on and make even better. The relationship we're going to have with our listeners is going to be outstanding this year. We have a lot to offer to you guys. Don't want to make any questions, comments, or concerns. I thank you for listening to my message today. And I want you guys to do your homework and write down your challenges and your relationships with God and your partners and spouses. Nothing else. Praise God. And remember, God is always on the throne. Amen.